Michael Popak with a legal AF hot take, getting behind the headline. Headline is Donald Trump has told the world that he's in need of money, that his bonding companies don't want to do any business with him. Surety companies don't want to do any business with him. Banks don't want to do any business with him. And he's unable to post sufficient collateral and assets to stop the enforcement of a $465 million judgment. How can he then be a multi-billionaire for which the financial resources are of no consequence? Instead, he's told the world that he is a potential security risk, that he is a president for sale. How do we know that? Because we still don't know, for instance, where all of the money came from to pledge for the assets related to Chubb Insurance, which was the bonding company he used for the first $100 million bond he's had a post in the last 2 weeks. I mean, on this hot take, I'm going to talk about one guy, a former president, a wannabe future president that has to post not one, but two multi-hundred million dollar bonds in the same month because of judgments against him. He's a president for sale. And that means we have, as an American people, a national security risk and interest. He has just declared to the entire world in a filing, under oath, supported by affidavits of people that work for him, that he is basically pulling out his pockets and can't find enough cash to put up his bonds. He's basically told the world that he is for sale, that he is financially compromised, that he is financially decompressed, and that the world and people in countries like Saudi Arabia, Dubai, other Arab countries, China, can come and bail him out. You heard about government bailouts? How about a Trump bailout? He's just, forget about telegraphed, he's plastered it. He has it on giant signs, big red letters, 1,000 watts apiece. I need money, right? There's a whole case that we've been following, you know, about Senator Menendez of New Jersey, who had gold bars that were given to him in a bribe scheme, as alleged in the indictment. And he was so desperate for money and so desperate for cash with a new wife and new family and having had his own problems in the past that he was susceptible to being infiltrated. He was susceptible to being compromised by, in this case, components of the Egyptian government. What do we think Donald Trump is telling the world when he can't scrape together $500 million and worse, has told the world in his filings the world of financial services have turned their back on him? That's what it means when he says we've gone to dozens of bonding and surety companies. Those are insurance companies, and none of them want to do business with me. That's what he had to say in the most recent filing. Sure, in a footnote, but he lists all of the insurance companies that don't want to do business with him. He says, just as in a drive-by allegation or drive-by comment without any support whatsoever in his affidavit submitted, that banks don't want to do any business with him. I can't even get an irrevocable letter of credit, which is based on assets and credit worthiness. Right? That's a letter on official bank letterhead telling the world that there are assets to back it, and that's usually used to post a bond. He doesn't even have that. Banks have fired him. Insurance companies have fired him. Bonding companies have fired him. His auditors, his accountants have fired him. His insurance companies have fired him. And his companies have been convicted of tax fraud. That is a for sale sign that should trouble America and the electorate, right? This is somebody whose finances are so upside down that he could be compromised and flipped by foreign assets and foreign agents who want to get control of our foreign policy. It's not hard to connect the dots. How hard is this? People are considering sending back to the White House somebody who finances are in such disarray that he could be susceptible to bribes and other violations of the Emoluments Clause of the U.S. Constitution that could take in foreign investment to bail him out of his problems. And we're going to send that person who is beholden to foreign interests because of the dire straits of his finances? And this doesn't concern anybody. They're more concerned about the son of a vice president at the time getting on the board of some oil company. That concerns them. The fact that Jared Kushner is cutting deals left and right in the Middle East, right? And in India and in other places, trading on the Trump name and trading on the Trump promise that if he's back in office, foreign policy will be directed towards the counterparties in these investments in a favorable way. We have a White House for sale. We have a president for sale, a presidential candidate for sale, who has told the world that he is in such dire financial shape that the entire financial services community in America and globally has turned their back on him. You know what that sounds like to our enemies? You know what that sounds like to foreign agents around the world? That's a target. That is somebody that we can turn. That is somebody that needs money and will do anything in desperation, including sacrificing on the altar of his desperation, American foreign policy and American security. And I don't care what he says, Donald Trump, in a campaign rally or in an interview or tries to distract, right, and deflect and talk about Joe Biden. Talk about you. Talk about Donald Trump. Talk about what you have just put down on paper, signed, sealed, and delivered in a court of law. That you are a financial incompetent. That you are on financial balls of your backside. The balls of your ass. And you are up for bid. You are the item at the auction. And the bidders are our enemies. And those that don't have American public interest, foreign policy, or security interest at heart. There's no other way to interpret this. You can't spin this. A candidate for the highest land, highest position in the land, the leader of the free world, has just said he's got, he needs the money. What do you think the super billionaires of the royal family, the Saudis, the Chinese, the Russians, what do you think they're going to do? Invest, invest, invest. Do it through Jared Kushner. Do it through Ivanka. Do it through Don Jr. Do it through Eric. Doesn't matter to them. Get the money in the hands of the Trump family that's just told the world they're effectively destitute. There's no other way to spin this. He can keep talking about his 3 million, his 3 billion, his 4 billion, and the like. He is a security risk. I talked on another hot take about why would we ever let him, as the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, now he's the nominee of the Republican Party, get a national security briefing. Joe Biden should put a stop to it and not allow it. I don't care that it's a custom since 1952. He, Donald Trump, has forfeited his right to obtain a national security briefing over several days with his advisors. To do what with it? To sell it, to sell the information in return to get his problem solved, his financial problem solved. There's always been speculation that one of the reasons he kept that pile of national defense information material, that pile of top secret classified documents from Mar-a-Lago, go look at the pictures, is that he was going to commercialize it. He was going to sell it. He was going to monetize it. Here's a folder, 50 million. Here's a folder, 100 million. Here's a folder. Here's my son-in-law. Here's Jared Kushner. Overinvest in his investments. Overinvest and overpay him licensing fees. Overpay him all of it. And when I get back as president, I'll never forget you. Right. Because you're financially compromised and you're vulnerable. And it's that vulnerability that makes him, along with many other things we've talked about on this network, he is unqualified and has been disqualified from holding office. If somebody would have told me there are science-backed ingredients that could help me feel 15 years younger in a matter of months, I wouldn't have believed it. Then I tried Qualia Senolytic. As we age, everyone accumulates senescent cells in their body. Senescent cells cause symptoms of aging, such as aches and discomfort, slow workout recoveries, sluggish mental and physical energy associated with normal aging. Senescent cells, also known as zombie cells, are old and worn out and not serving a useful function for our health anymore. But they are taking up space and nutrients from our healthy cells. Much like pruning the yellowing and dead leaves off a plant, Qualia Senolytic removes those worn out senescent cells to allow for the healthy cells to thrive in the body. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in the combined effect of all ingredients together. Qualia Senolytic has a 100-day money-back guarantee. Since using Qualia Senolytic, I'm more productive and enthusiastic in life and have less aches and pains. Resist aging at the cellular level. Try Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/legal for up to $100 off and use code LEGAL at checkout for an additional 15%. That's neurohacker.com/legal for an extra 15% off your purchase. Thanks to Neurohacker for sponsoring this episode. If everybody wants to hold on to the charade that he is some sort of mega business mogul, he is not. Business moguls don't file the papers that he just filed, telling the world, our enemies, that he is vulnerable to being seduced, to being bribed. Presidential candidate for sale. Presidential candidate for sale. And what he's selling is your national security. He's selling your the flag under which you're supposed to be protected. He's selling it, right? You don't have to be a multi-billionaire to get the presidency, right? I'm not saying that. Barack Obama went into the White House with very little in personal assets. I think the report at the time, based on his reporting as a senator, is that he had less than a couple of million dollars in total assets. He didn't even own a house for most of his Senate run. And that's one of the reasons when he came out of the presidency, there was no house to go to. He had to do, which he did, speeches and book selling along with Michelle, and they got that family back on solid footing worth maybe 30, 40, or 50 million now. But at the time he became president, he didn't. I'm not suggesting that because you don't have a lot of money in your bank account, you're susceptible and vulnerable to being bribed. What I'm suggesting is that if you've told the world that you are underwater and that you are gurgling and that you have tremendous financial needs and desperation into the hundreds of millions of dollars, you may not be suitable for public office. If you owe hundreds of millions of dollars to creditors, you may not be suitable for public office because you are vulnerable to being turned by our adversaries. We watch them every day use social media and other techniques of political divisiveness to turn Americans against other Americans, Russian agents, India, Chinese, and the like. Now we got a president who's going into the campaign owing $1 billion to creditors, and that's okay with everybody? And people don't see the link that I'm making here between his job as the commander-in-chief and there being a conflict of interest between his job, his responsibility, his constitutional duty as a commander-in-chief to uphold the Constitution and defend it, and his own financial failings? And his being indebted to who knows who? Chubb has Chinese investors. Chubb just gave him $100 million secured with his own assets. If he can't come up with the next amount, if the Appellate Division, First Department of New York doesn't bail him out and let him post a smaller amount, where is he going to get the $565 million from that he needs to post in New York? The Saudi Private Investment Fund, the PIF? Money in Dubai? Jared Kushner lending him money that he got from the Saudis? Where is it coming from? These are issues to be concerned about. This is another factor, as if you needed more, in terms of who you should elect president of the United States. I like my presidential candidates not corruptible. I like them to be untouchable, right? Like Elliot Ness. I don't like a candidate for sale whose finances are in such disarray that he's up for bid to the highest bidder. And what is he selling? Influence. He's selling power. He's selling our secrets. You know, I don't blow smoke or sunshine on my hot takes. I know this one's a little bit more dour than usual. Some people, I'm sure, will write, Paul Black looked pissed in this one. I think it's important. The gravitas of what we're presenting here is important. The headline is important, but getting behind the headline and talking about the ramifications of what this person just did in posting to the whole world that he's for sale and what it means to our national security. I'll continue to cover this and other issues just like it here on Legal AF and on the Midas Touch Network on hot takes like this one. And then on our podcast we do on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the Midas Touch Network. If you like this kind of content, there's a smile. Give me a thumbs up and a comment. If you interact with the content, the algorithmic gods think, hey, this is something you want to see more of. So that's the way we help improve our ratings and keep us on the air. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.